rnz.co.nz/Jesse. Well, wait till you get a load of this. It's good news for Hamiltonians, a new restaurant. And the idea is that you might feel like you're on Wall Street when you go out for dinner. Chef and owner Tejas Nickam joins me on the line now to explain the concept of his new restaurant, which is called Bull and Bear. Tejas, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm really well, thank you, and always very happy to feature a talented Hamiltonian. Can you tell us a bit about your background as a chef, Tejas?
Yeah, so basically I worked in England for a couple of years, around 10 years ago, back in 2008-09. I worked there, and then I moved to New Zealand around 2011. Then I started working for Sky City. I mainly worked with Peter Gordon for his old restaurant called Bayota. And after that, I moved to the Sugar Club with him. So, Wow. Yeah, that was my career with him till 2010 and 16.
Gee, that's not a bad sort of a mentor to have, Tejas. You must have a lot out of that.
That's the biggest thing, you know, happened with me in a career-wise. Peter Gordon is exceptionally great, and then was a good mentor to me.
What do you learn? What do you learn off a master like that, just out of interest?
Yeah, Peter Gordon, the people called him a king of fusion, you know. So all the fusion techniques and cuisines we learned from him, and that's what I'm trying to implement in my new restaurant as well. So the new restaurant is going to be kind of international fusion food.
Yes, a very ambitious concept I'm going to get you to tell us about. I should say that you also did a bit of an OE, right? Did some work in London. Pretty much every chef has to go through London at some point.
Yeah, I think that's a protocol.
Okay, what made you come home?
I think I spent enough time in London, and I was looking for some more opportunities. So, I think New Zealand gave me a lot what I was expecting for.
All right, Tejas. Well, look, pitch the new restaurant idea to us, because it's pretty wacky.
Yes, it is. The concept is called Bull and Bear. The restaurant is themed as a Wall Street stock exchange market. So basically my decor, my menu, and the food and drinks menu, which is designed as the keeping the Wall Street of stock exchange and keeping in mind. Now the fun part is we have all TV screens across the restaurant, the prices of the food and a beverage gonna fluctuate on the screens like how it does in the share market. So the shares bull market is the shares are going up, and then the bear market is the prices are going down. So that's how it's going to work.
What controls whether the prices are going up or down?
So it's completely depend on the people sitting in the restaurant. You know, if my restaurant is full and everybody's ordering Heineken, the Heineken price might go up. If nobody's ordering any cocktails, the cocktail prices might go down. Same with the food as well, you know. If everybody ordering a chicken, then the chicken price might go up. If nobody's ordering pizza, then pizza might the prices might go down. So it's completely depends on the supply, demand and supply kind of thing.
If I buy low, can I sell high?
Sorry, say again.
Can I buy a Heineken at $3 and then sell it to the next table at $6?
No. You can't sell your shares. You can just buy them.
Yeah, okay. Hey, why, Tejas?
I think, I opened a few restaurants in the past for someone else. And the idea behind coming up with this concept is we wanted to give something more than just a dining experience. The food and the menu is designed to cater for all kind of people, you know, from different background, different nationalities. We have wide variety of food options available. Like we have Southeast Asian, we have Japanese, we have a touch of Indian, European. We have the steaks and everything on the menu. So a group of people who's come and enjoy. Can come and enjoy different varieties. If everybody wants to have different things, you know, we are not limited to only one kind of food.
Yeah. So it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun, but is it actually going to help the business at all? Is there something about this pricing structure that you think will make it a more successful restaurant aside from the novelty?
I think it will be a good success in the Hamilton because I've been in Hamilton from last 4 years. I worked for a few restaurants. We already have a Paddock 2 Plate working a couple of blocks away from which I used to look after before I opened this Bull and Bear. I'm still looking after for Paddock 2 Plate as well. But the response from the public, response from the local people it's extremely well. Even during the lockdown, after the lockdown, and before the lockdown, it was good. So we are expecting the same response from the new restaurant. I'm very confident about the concept and about the food. So there's not many. So this is the one of the kind restaurant in Hamilton in New Zealand at the moment, and this might create an interest for people as well. And then secondly, if you get all the options at one under one roof, then you don't need to worry about anything else. For
I'm
example,
just thinking in terms of
if
pricing, like will this actually be good for your bottom line, this idea that the that food which isn't being ordered will drop in price. Is that going to help you manage your inventory? Is there some business reason for doing this aside from just the gimmick?
Sorry, can you please repeat?
Will this be good for business? Aside from just the marketing, is it good for, the money in, the money
Yeah, it's
out?
good for the business because the prices are the drop and the hike of the prices is completely manageable by us. So we're not going to drop down so much, which is kind of, for example, for the liquors, for the alcoholic drinks, we're not going to take it down, which is against the council rule, liquor license rule. So there is a limitations on everything. There is a limitations on everything, and
Okay.
during the
What did your mentor think of the idea?
it was a long research. I was working on this concept over past 2 years to open a multi-cuisine restaurant, and I was doing some research and watching some documentaries, looking around some restaurants across the globe, what people are doing. So I and there are few kind of these places across the world. I think few of them in Singapore and Southeast Asia, who do this stock market thing, but they only do with the drinks, like limited drinks. So nobody's doing with the food and the drinks together.
But hey, have you told Peter Gordon about it? And if so, what was his response? I'm fascinated.
I haven't get a chance to meet him personally in past couple of months, but I think before the recent lockdown, I met him one of the function in his restaurant, and then I explained him about the restaurant. He was very happy. He was. I hope once the lockdown and the restrictions are, he might pop in and visit me.
Great. Any excuse for a trip to Hamilton? Good
Oh
luck.
yes.
When do you open, Tejas?
We're opening our doors for our trial night tonight. That's just by the
Whoa.
invitations. And tomorrow, 11 o'clock,
Oh my
we'll
gosh.
start for the public.
Whereabouts in Hamilton are you?
It's mainly in CBD, Victoria Street. It's like main city center area.
Just, I mean, how I know Hamilton pretty well. Whereabouts exactly is it? What did it used to be?
So it used to be an old Shenanigans pub.
Shenanigans, yes. Oh,
The old
you're
Irish
right
pub.
in the thick of Studentville, eh?
Yeah. So yeah, we turned this site quite upside down with the interiors and stuff. So you might not gonna recognize how old the Shenanigans used to be.
Good luck, Tejas. Nice to
Sure,
chat to
man.
you.
Thank you very much.
It's a little bit after my time, I'm pleased to say, Shenanigans. Out back in, now we're talking.